We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and...
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Oh, yeah, baby! Yeah!
Good morning!
WrestleMania go last night?
Huh. Not too bad. 11-something?
Did splitting it up work better, do you think? Like, it doesn't go...
It's got to do this forever. It's a huge moneymaker. When it goes back to full strength, when it's, I think, next year is in Dallas, or in AT&T Stadium, they said. You do two nights of 100,000?
Yeah.
I mean, good God, man. And I don't know how that works if it's, you know... The same people are probably there for a lot of it, so I don't think it both the day sales, but I'm sure there's a little bit of a split.
Yeah.
So.
No, when I watched that first night with you, it was nice.
They got it.
It wasn't that late.
No, it wasn't bad at all. The second night, they went longer, but the first night, no matches went 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
I think that had to do with the delay at the beginning.
Well, yeah, and the rain, like, we'll get into all of it, because obviously we got a lot to talk about, but.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
It was neat.
Why is Cats Living with Plants saying it was a spectacle last night? He says, looking forward to Cody going off the rails about last night's WWE spectacle.
There was a lot of stuff to unpack. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of weird stuff that happened. I mean, not weird, but stuff you know. It was WrestleMania, man. When it was back, it was fans. It was a bitchin' entrance.
That's cool.
Bitchin' stage.
Gnarly lightning storm right beforehand.
It was so, Florida is so weird. The people live down there. I don't know how you deal with that, man. Every time they showed it, it was different.
Like the weather?
Because I follow a guy that works down there and is like a wrestling guy that goes to all the stuff. And, he has all the tickets and everything. Yeah. And he lives right in Tampa. And every picture and video he sent, Sunday morning, it was hailing. It was raining, and then the sun was out, and then as the sun set on Sunday, it was gorgeous. It was like, oh my God, this is insane. I don't know how you guys do that down there.
Maybe you don't do WrestleMania in open-air stadiums anymore.
It really limits where you can go, but yeah, man, you've got to limit the...
You need a roof.
You got to limit at least, like, you got to have it in, I don't know, like a Phoenix where, you know what I mean, where it's obviously not going to rain because it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And somewhere like Vegas, it's too hot, so they're inside. I mean, I like outside. It's cool because it looks neat.
Yeah, but it's potentially a major issue. Although I'm sure Vince has, Mr. Krabs rain insurance.
Right? Oh, my God. He was loving it. The fact that it was going off and it
and
had
he probably
a delay.
Got some money and he got the revenue.
That
so.
Was the best. Well, and if you ask any wrestler I've ever heard talk about it ever, they don't like outside stadiums. Wrestlers like the inside because when you're outside, the fans cheering just goes up and out.
Yeah, you don't hear them.
Yeah, at least when they're inside, they say it just all bounces off. So if, a crowd of 1,000 feels like 10,000 and a crowd of 25 will feel like, 100.
That's the same with rock shows. You'll have guys that'll play outdoor venues and they're like, we can't hear anybody.
I thought it was neat. It was cool to have fans back. Honestly, I was one of the few that didn't like it, but I didn't mind no fans. Like, I don't watch for fans, but it is so much different.
Were they all spaced out?
No.
They were on, it was Florida, I forgot. Yeah.
No. I
only asked because I had a friend who was there.
Yeah.
He must have taken his photos early because nobody was around him.
Yeah, every photo that I saw looked like people were spaced until it started.
Mm-hmm.
But because I don't know why they didn't just... I get it, again, because I think it has to do with the look and, what they can do.
Yeah.
But I thought they'd put it at, the center a little more, and they have a whole football stadium. So
yeah.
Spread the 25 around everything, but they put everything closer to that end zone of the pirate ship.
Nice.
And just kind of crammed it in. Although... To wrestling fans' credits, a lot of them were wearing masks.
Yeah, I saw it
for a while.
It looked pretty good.
But, whatever, man. It's It's wrestling. What are you going to do?
I didn't watch it. I only saw the photos afterwards, and I'm going to massacre the name, so I apologize. Hideki Matsuyama.
Dude, I heard it 10 times on the way in because I listened to ESPN Radio, and I just kept hearing it and was like, I got to probably know this name.
If anybody can type out phonetically how to say his name.
Still can't.
Hideki Matsuyama.
That's one of the ones where you YouTube it.
Won the Masters yesterday.
Just do that YouTube of like, Hideki, blah, 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 and it'll come up. Wins Masters, and then Jim Nantz will say.
Somebody will pronounce it for me, right?
Yeah.
But it was really cool because he's Japanese.
Yeah.
And did you see his caddy? So, like, he's Japanese, and I guess in Japanese culture, you bow to your competitor, and at the end of it,
yeah,
there's just this video or, like, a photo of his caddy bowing to the course at the end of it, and it was just,
that's
like,
cool.
So just, goddamn powerful.
It's a cool picture.
It's a really cool power, like a powerful picture, man.
Especially with how we've basically pooed on Asian Americans for the last whatever the hell's going on right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's good to see that, you know.
Matsuyama is what the text line is.
Yeah, Matsuyama. Matsuyama. I just couldn't. Every time they said it, I was like, I'm going to say it wrong. Matsuyama. Thank you. Hideki Matsuyama.
How come I haven't, I mean, I don't follow golf, but how come I haven't heard this guy's name until now?
Well, I was just listening to some interesting stuff on the way in. He's only not even 30 yet. And I guess he's like their Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that's what it said. That's what I was reading.
And I guess this is a big deal for him. Like, this could mean like $1 billion for him over the course of his career. Because he's the first, you know, Japanese player to ever win something like this, and just the implications of that for him over the course of his career. They're talking about now opening the Olympics with him walking into the stadium with his green jacket. Like,
that's awesome.
Bro's about to get paid.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, I don't really care about golf, but I'm curious to how big it is in other countries. I mean, obviously, like in Scotland and stuff, it'd be big, but I wonder how big it is in Japan and whatnot.
Now that you say that, I honestly have no idea. I wonder if it's like big in like a China. Do they have, I mean, it's stupid, I know they have land, but do they have like golf courses in China and Japan and stuff like that?
I wonder. I just don't know if it's like in their culture to have like a leisure activity like golf.
I don't know. Because I
be
bet
a focus, but
I bet there's some gorgeous golf courses on the island of Japan. Oh, man.
Because you know how, like,
I gotta Google that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, baseball's now big over in, you know, Japan and Korea and China
right? Yeah.
But those guys want to come play in America. I wonder if it's the same with, like, golf. Like, hey, yeah, we want to go to America where it's big.
Right? I wonder. I wouldn't be surprised where you just start playing a little bit and everyone wants to come over here. Or if it's, like, even different where it's, like, American football is here and nowhere else. I mean, I know golf is in other places. I'm not saying it's not, you know, in other places, but like, what if over in Japan, it's like one out of every billion people play golf? That'd be even crazier.
Kat says it's been there for decades. I know. Right. I know it's been there, Kat. I know that baseball has been there. I'm just saying, what's the reception of it?
It's a popular sport in Japan. Oh, it can be played year round, except for in the snowy region. So it's basically like America.
Oh, you know what I bet they have over there, too? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
So far, the couple things I'm seeing is it's an expensive game over there.
Yeah, it is. And the text line saying it's huge in Japan. But you know what I bet they have over there? Because they're always like 10 years ahead of us with technology. I bet they got like kick-ass Topgolf situations over there.
Oh, man.
Where like you can just play indoors in different places.
Huh. Japan has half of Asia's golf courses, but the game's popularity is fleeting. They built thousands of golf courses.
In Japan?
Yeah.
It won't and be
it,
now.
Nope. It became, as the game became baked into business culture, I have never heard a sentence
That's
like
a weird
that in my
thing,
entire
yeah.
life. But those days are over. Golf participation in Japan has dropped 40% since 96.
No, that was it'll be back.
That was as of 2017. But, yeah.
Now that Hideki Matsuyama has just won the Masters, it'll be huge again.
You send one of your countrymen over here to whoop ass, and then they do, and then they bring that back.
Yeah. No, it'll be big again.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everyone's going to. That's good, man. I like when stuff like that happens, and it opens a world for a whole bunch of people to start enjoying a game. Because I'm not a golf fan.
Oh, I literally couldn't be worse at golf. Whenever I try once a year, and I'm terrible at it. I want to be good at it, but
no,
I'm just not.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, it's Although, mini golf, not bad at.
Oh, mini golf is the best.
Whoop your ass in some mini golf.
Anyways, we got a lot to unpack from a very busy weekend. Hope you guys had a delightful weekend. You know how to find us, twitch.tv/KRockCNY, powered by San Miguel, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. We'll unpack Coco and the Bones. Watch Party, my favorite stream of the year. I don't care what anybody says, that was my favorite stream of the year.
That was fun.
There's no house party, Whiskey Wednesday, or morning show that can hold a candle to what I watched on Saturday night. I can never unsee any of it. It was my favorite. Everything about it was a dream come true. It was awesome. It was awesome. And Rebecca, I disagree. She says golf is the only sport you can play, suck, and still pound beers. Bowling's in there as well. Bowling is in there as well. I can get pretty hammered bowling.
What did you pronounce that?
Did I say Rebecca? Oh, Reese Bobby. Reese Bobby, I'm sorry.
I like it.
I glanced quickly.
I like it better. Reese Baca.
I saw two E's, an R, a B. I just jumped to Rebecca, but my apologies, Reese Bobby.
I like that better. You're Rebecca now. I'm sorry.
Gilbert Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins.
Gilbert.
Happy Monday, dummy dum dums. How come I didn't hear about this story? This homeless guy that pretended to be on the USC football team for a few days? Did you see this?
No. I'm sorry. It's probably not funny. Just the initial.
I mean, nobody got hurt, so it's funny?
The initial headline is, that's a really funny headline to hear all of a sudden.
So.
Homeless man wins walk-on job.
He kind of, okay.
He put on like an outfit and like was running around tackling kids.
So.
I got him.
For a couple of days, a homeless man embedded himself with the USC football team. He ate meals with the team, shared a jacuzzi with the team.
Oh, gross. No.
Put on a helmet, jersey, and cleats in the locker room. Went to practice and fielded punts.
Who thought he was on special teams?
Nobody thought anything of it.
All right. Team group, let's go. And he just started, he went jogging over with the kickers.
Apparently, when they looked into this further, he'd been sleeping in one of the Coliseum suites.
Okay.
He just kind of started working his way out to the team. The reason he got caught... is because he was terrible at fielding punts.
Yeah.
And they go, who is this guy?
Right.
On our team right now.
That's hilarious.
They busted him and arrested him.
I was going to say, that's the quickest, crappiest Disney movie ever, where the story of a man, and he's out on the field and he sucks. And like, hey! And the cops immediately show up, end of movie.
Wait a minute!
It's the story of a man. Hey! Oh, never mind. Air bum.
I mean, the more I'm sure there's more about this that.
Yeah.
His confidence says, quote, according to the security source, he walked on like he just belonged there.
Oh, that's great.
If he hadn't tried to return the punts at practice, he might still be out there because no one would have noticed him. It's only because he wasn't good at fielding punts, they said, hold on, who is this guy?
Oh, I like that he was just, like, bro.
I gotta see his photo. Like, it's not out yet.
This is a case of someone needs to help him because he clearly can serve the community better in some other way.
He's got
the brashness and the confidence, unless he's got a mental issue, and then in this case, it's not even, you know, it's obviously not funny.
Yeah, if he's a danger to others, but
if the brashness and the confidence to be like, yeah, I'm going to sleep in that USC suite in the stadium.
I'm going to be a walk-on.
What are they doing down there?
Right?
Are they practicing? Right. Yeah, I got to show them that I can throw a football quarter mile.
I mean, obviously.
Like, who does that?
Life is all about surviving.
Yeah.
He figured out a way to do it for a couple of days. He got meals out of it.
But then couldn't help himself.
Got a sick-ass jacuzzi hang.
Then couldn't help himself.
And then he's like, I'm going to do this.
He's chilling in the jacuzzi.
He's like, I'm definitely Rudy right now. I'm walking out there.
He's like, I'm a walk-on in USC. I'm 47. I'm homeless. I ain't got no job.
I don't know the story behind Rod Smart. What is that?
I don't remember it either.
Was called that for some reason.
It was because no one believed in him on all that, but I don't think he like faked his way onto the XFL.
Yeah,
I don't remember his story. I just remember that he's one of the only people that made it out of that league.
I like that. I like that confidence text line. Why was he arrested? What's illegal about trying? Yeah,
he was a walk on.
He was a walk on.
I don't understand. There's football programs have walk ons. No one made the rules clear to him. It's not a him thing. I agree.
In the most literal sense of the phrase, he was a walk-on.
Yeah.
He walked on
from
the streets.
Is there a sign somewhere?
Yeah.
That it says walk-ons go through the school first?
I'm sorry. I thought you had walk-ons here. I don't know.
That was America.
I walked on.
No, I agree.
What do you want from me?
What did they say they arrested him on? Trespassing?
Hold on. Let me bring the article back up.
Because what could you possibly... I'm trying to think of what is... Oh, he was sleeping in the thing. So, yeah, I bet trespassing or something. Break, little beanie.
Yeah, that's...
Little beanie.
It looks like incident trespass.
The hell does that mean?
Trespassing. Oh, like suspect was previously issued a university stay-away letter.
So he's been
was arrested for trespassing on campus.
He's been on campus before.
Hey.
This guy's bold.
Hey,
listen.
I want to see his photo because if he's a young guy...
Yeah.
I'll give you a pass.
Yeah.
But if he's like 50
and you guys let him
hang in the jacuzzi and grab a meal.
Like, there had to have been at least one guy on the team that was always like, you know, squinting eyeing him.
Yeah.
Looking at him always, every single practice, just in the jacuzzi, just staring at him. Hey, what's your problem with Rob? I don't know, man. He's completely gray.
I don't know. Isn't his like 2 foot long beard isn't weird for you guys?
Is his stories about being in NAM not like throwing you guys off?
Maybe I'm being a jerk. I don't know.
I don't know about you guys, but I was born in 2001.
Yeah,
literally 2001. He's talking about being in
man.
NAM.
Hey man.
Hey bro.
He has eligibility. He puts on the same cleats we do. He's out there hustling for the team.
No, here's the thing. I think he's wearing my cleats.
I think I can't find my cleats. He's got them on
in the jacuzzi. He's wearing my cleats.
I need to see his. I need to see his mugshot.
And they pan over. He's wearing a helmet and cleats in the jacuzzi.
In the jacuzzi.
What?
What's the problem?
Sup? Sup, fellow dudes.
I mean, I'm not even homeless, and if I could sneak into a USC facility to eat a meal or two,
yeah.
I mean, I would imagine a D1 program buffet is probably pretty damn good.
That's the other thing is, go try that up at Syracuse. How did this happen? Because that's impressive, man. You cannot let him in jail or give him a ticket for anything. You just got to let him out and be like, hey, bro, don't do that again. That was impressive as hell.
Because it's kind of on you that it went a couple of days.
Yeah. Not saying that, like, Syracuse is, like, running a tighter ship than USC, but it sounds like Syracuse is running a tighter ship than USC.
And every university is running a tighter ship.
Yeah, I think Oswego doesn't have a football team, and they are running a tighter ship than the USC football team.
Like Cody, from my own experience, this wasn't even attempting to get into a D1 facility. Getting into Cooper Dining Hall without proper identification.
Dude.
The 75-year-old woman at the desk would kill you.
Dude, you remember that? No. Guest pass? Do I have any? No guest pass. Like, they wouldn't let kids eat.
Dude.
Go.
It was the pinch point.
What?
So the
if you ran out of meals for the week, you already used your meals.
And you're just discarded like trash and you walk away, I hope I have a cup of noodles in the room.
And you don't even get to go like out the other door like you ate, so no one will even think that I have anything of you. You have to go back the other way.
You gotta yell up the stairs, bro, grab me apples. Sing me apples.
Yo, bring me back a bagel.
Give me an ice cream sandwich.
No, no bagels back, please. Excuse that. No bagels.
So aww. I know.
That's why we started stealing ice cream.
The process of even getting into our dining halls was impossible. So hot.
Right? That's why if you didn't have any ice cream Snickers, frozen, that was our fault.
The novelties?
Yeah. That was us.
No, that's fine.
We would bag all of them. But yeah, how is that harder than getting into a top ranked?
That's what I'm saying.
Top ranked.
They need to call SUNY Oswego Dining Services and put those Gestapos at the gate, because I'll tell you what, you weren't getting past them if you had no meals.
We need your help out in USC, please. like a dining hall? No, football team.
Yeah.
We keep playing vagabonds
on
the team.
Yeah, homeless guys are rolling into the food facility.
Vagrants keep fielding punts.
We don't know how to stop it. They're getting better and better, but we don't know how to stop it.
We don't know what to do. Hobos keep charging the field.
Because I just picture myself trying to field a punt with zero athletic ability.
Oh, my God. It hits you in the face mask.
Just like if I'm the rest of the team watching just a random guy. What is he do? How is he on this team?
And how does nobody say anything? You played soccer, so you know how, like, when they, in football, you group off for a large chunk where they're like, all right, like, running backs are with their own people, linemen with their own people, defense is with their own people, you know, quarterbacks work with their own groups. How does nobody on, like, special teams, because I used to have to do that. I punted. I would notice if my friend wasn't across from me.
Yeah, well.
I would notice if all of a sudden it was like a 50-year-old dude.
It's a new world.
Hey, bro. What's different?
I stopped wearing a bandana.
Oh.
My guess is that he's a younger guy. My guess is he probably is a younger dude.
He's got to be. Yeah. Well, that's all I keep thinking of, Nicholas, on Twitch.
What?
Is it Louis C.K. fielding punts?
Like, excuse me.
I'm just going to field a punt real quick. And just his guts out there. He was bald. Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking he's got to look younger. He does.
He's doing the unsure sports guy thing, waiting for like, the punts. Where he's
oh, God.
Moving
oh,
his feet.
God,
back
oh,
and
God.
Oh, God.
That goes so high. It's so high in the air.
Oh, okay. But okay. He made it.
Yeah, see, text line knows the truth. They're like, I worked at Cooper Dining Hall. You were not getting in there without proper identification.
Right? Yeah. You were not getting it.
And text line with a phenomenal point, and then I'll go to break. So you're telling me if he was good, they would have never got rid of him? And they're like, all right.
All of a sudden,
that guy is.
Damn.
He is unstoppable.
I think he's a homeless guy, but what if we just don't say anything?
Did you see? What do they say in the combine? Like the 440 or whatever?
Oh, the 40?
The 40? Do you see how fast he ran the 40?
He ran the 40 in 4.3. We were figuring this out.
All right. Everybody be cool.
Hey, Hobo Joe, come here.
I mean Joe.
Oh, no, they got me.
Yeah, well, No, we didn't get you.
Don't worry about it. Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Psychology major.
Hey, coach, I got to leave practice early. I got to pick up my kids.
Coach.
I got a prostate exam later.
Coach, I got a piss test at 7, man. I can't. What? All right. I had a delightful weekend. I hope you did as well. And I would have to say my highlight of my weekend was Saturday night's wrestling watch party stream with Coco and the Bone. So if you weren't able to catch it, not only is it available on demand on our Twitch channel, but it's also, I added it down to about 11 minutes of highlights on our Facebook page.
I appreciate that.
So you can just
watch
all of the challenges.
I appreciate that.
If you don't know what happened, WrestleMania Night 1 was Saturday, and Cody and our buddy Hambone, Coco and the Bone, do, wrestling podcast videos, all that stuff. We figured, why not do a wrestling watch party, put on WrestleMania? Obviously, we can't show you WrestleMania, but we can show you the two dopes watching it.
Yes.
But that's kind of boring in itself.
Yes.
So we wanted to add some challenges. I don't even know what the math would have been, but you guys give them bits in Twitch, which was real dollars, and every incremental thing, there'd be more and more things that they would have to do.
Yes.
They'd have to perform for you, but it was your money that had to talk.
And it did.
So it starts out, guys are sitting there enjoying the street, you're watching WrestleMania, it was a little bit delayed.
It's like, we get like 10 minutes into it.
Yeah.
Just about, we're like, okay, it's off and rolling nice.
One of the challenges was every new incremental thing, Cody Mack had to slam a Coco Weiser.
Which I could never get my head around for some reason. I could never keep track of.
Well, it changed. So it wasn't your fault. We had a technical glitch. I was going to do it every new top donor.
Yeah.
Means you had to go out there and.
Oh, I forgot. I knew there was something.
But for some reason, our top donor wasn't refreshing. So he said, all right. Every donation over 1,000 bits, slam a Coco Weiser, and then it just became every 10%, go slam a Coco Weiser.
Yes.
So he'd go out on the porch, on your back deck.
Yep.
He'd say, give me a beer.
Give me a beer.
And he'd throw it to you and slam it.
Yep.
You did various different Coco Weisers. You did a couple where you slammed them together. You shotgunned one.
The shotgun one was like the cleanest shotgunning of a beer I've ever done. I was impressed with myself.
One of the other challenges was, as you know, Cody Mack can't drink whiskey straight. So naturally, We said do a shot of whiskey, no chaser.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Did the weekday whiskey.
thank you for working that in, plug.
Well, thank God that's what, because there was a couple options I had, and I went, I'm going to do myself a favor here and do the weekday whiskey, because at least I know I can do that one. You
next
know what I mean?
Time,
I like it.
It's a shot of wee beastie, no chaser.
I was going to say, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad we didn't go all the way, you know, think about that for like weeks and weeks.
Because I would have had you drinking wee beastie.
Yep.
You would have.
Yep.
You would have vomited, which happens later in the stream. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Someone vomits.
So then there was a lot of different variations. I want to give a shout out. Thanks to Frank over at Press Room Pub. They hooked you up with so much food for the stream. We love those guys.
Real quick, because Frank, we love talking about Frank, and he's just such a wizard. When I called, first of all, he's bussing tables, cooking, taking orders.
I told you he's running around in there.
And when I called, he was the one that took my order. And I, you know, I was talking to him for a minute, telling him what we were doing and all that. And he stops and he goes, "Hey, you ever had peanut butter and jelly chicken wings?" And I went,
no. And he says it in the same tone of, "Hey, you ever see a dead body?
Hey, you want to
like
see a dead body?"
Like it's like that Frank tone, like
a Jersey. Yeah. I don't. Is he from Jersey?
I don't know where he's from, but he's got a thick.
It's a thick something.
I just
New
call
York.
It a prison accent. I don't know what it is, but he's
I
got,
like it.
Like if you had to cast somebody in a prison show, you'd put Frank in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I went, "No, Frank, I don't think I ever have."
Mm-hmm.
"All right, well, here's what you're gonna do." And he explained.
Were those good?
That was.
I've never had them.
That was interesting. That was really good. It reminded me of not as peanut buttery peanut butter chicken that I love from the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
But that jelly
that you dunk
sauce,
it in.
Dude, I was using that the next day chicken tenders.
That's awesome.
So, oh my God.
So much love to them. Thank you for that.
So I don't know if that's on the menu, but I'm sure if you say, "Hey, Frank, I heard about peanut butter and jelly chicken wings," go ahead and get those.
We love the Press Room Pub. They do a great job helping us
out. Oh, man.
With everything over here. So
they were banging out Saturday. There was everybody over there.
A lot of that food didn't stay down for long because...
Well, I was fine.
No, you were fine. And I think that Hambone, you didn't really vomit. It just sounded like a lot of gagging and liquid.
It was the fact that he was drinking. Because here's the other thing.
What?
I thought it would be funnier for all those sodas. I didn't put any of them in the fridge.
Yeah, they were warm.
I made sure they were all warm.
So we had actually three different flavored sodas.
Yeah.
The easier one... And we're talking about the greatest stream we've ever done, which was Coco and the Bone on Saturday night. First one was like 30 or 40% in Bic goals.
Yeah.
You got to drink the Roddy Piper bubblegum soda.
Which I forgot how...
It's gross.
It tastes
gross.
So much like old school original...
Like you're drinking bubble gum, and it's so gross.
But for some reason, I kept drinking it throughout the night.
I know you did. You didn't get rid of it.
Every once in a while, I kept taking little swigs of it.
So that was an easy one. You guys both drank that one fine. It was no big deal.
Although I couldn't chug it. I could not finish that. That is, I cannot do... It would have taken me at least the next half an hour to chug a soda. I'm so bad at that.
We then led to another challenge was you got to rip your shirt. Again, these are all on Facebook. Rip your shirt like Hogan,
which
you had to cut a promo.
I tried to rip my shirt Hulk Hogan ripped his shirt before he ripped his shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you know how the back of Hogan's shirt was always ripped?
Yeah.
That's how he's able to rip his shirt so easily.
Yeah, you gotta score a shirt a little bit.
I tried it. Oh, that's the word I was looking for. And I did that to mine. The only thing that ripped was the front, not the back. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, watching them try to rip shirts was really funny.
I couldn't rip my shirt off.
So then we get into the real shenanigans. Now, you've been slamming Coco Weisers. You did a shot. You said you didn't get too hammered, though.
No, I was okay. I started out making sure that I went just the one of the Coco Weisers. Because the first one I did two, and I poured them both directly down to my
gullet. And you were
gullet.
Covered in beer.
And I was sitting there, and that was after the shot. I was like, okay, I feel a little warm. I don't want to...
Pass out during the stream.
Yeah,
right?
I don't want to be incoherent.
I know how that feels.
So I was like, let me just do one, and I'll have my slamming beer that I can slam up against the other one out there as well.
So then we get into the real stuff. We get into the chop off, which was, if you don't know what a chop is, how do you explain it?
It's if you take your hand, you know how like you used to, you know, like slap people on the back slap some skin on anybody's body. It's that, but on their chest with your hand, like the back of your hand, but, you know, the palm.
It's a classic wrestling move because sounds big.
That woo that you hear everybody do everywhere ever.
Yeah.
That's from chops.
So we do that. It goes great.
That my chest was so red because he was doing the old school chops where he'd make sure he'd hit hard
and
on
then
the
push, yeah, push you back.
And I was legit going backwards, man.
So then we get into the better sodas.
Yeah.
The hot wing soda.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And the ranch soda. Hambone prematurely drinks the sodas, starts to get, he has a terrible gag reflex, apparently.
Yes. Yes.
Like, just by smelling it, he's gagging. So, he smells the hot wing, he starts to gag. He smells the ranch, he starts to gag. He makes an announcement to clear a path to the sink, because he might vomit, right? He drinks a little bit of the ranch soda, runs to the sink, he's gone.
This scamper, as he's trying not to slip in his socks out.
As he's dressed, mind you guys, there was a challenge where you dress like a wrestler. These two were dressed like Macho Man Randy Savage, Hambone, and you were dressed like Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yep.
And the only note we got on the first Coco on the Bone watch party was, there's too much Hambone bulge.
From the owner of the company.
From the owner of the company.
Was one of the ones that said too much bulge. So what did we do?
You gave him even more bulge.
More bulge.
Sitting there
in
a yellow Speedo with stars on it.
Uh-huh. Give something for your eye to
You couldn't
pinpoint.
Look away. You couldn't look away.
Just look right at this.
Hey, Mr. Krabs said be outrageous. It was outrageous.
What did Joelle and Twist keep on her starry-eyed surprise?
You couldn't look away. It was great.
No, it's nothing you do.
So, now we are toward the end of the stream. A lot of things have happened. Your faces are painted.
That was really funny.
Warrior and Ultimate Warrior, and like, you know, that was one of the challenges. And one of the things was, whoever gives the biggest amount of money will have their username or initials shaved into Cody's back.
Yeah.
Shubro MC not only gave the biggest donation that night, he pushed it over the 100%, which also means Cody gets choke slammed into a table.
Yeah.
Now, before I play you that, I'm going to lead into it with what was the funniest part of the night, in my opinion. Who gave Hambone the $60?
Was that also MC?
It might have also been MC.
I'm pretty sure that was also MC. Hambone will know for 100%. I'm almost positive it was also this guy.
This guy, whose name is in Cody's back right now if you're watching in Twitch. It was also MC. So MC, whomever you are, you gave us a lot of entertainment that night. MC said, I'll Venmo you $60 because he couldn't figure out bits. He goes, I'll Venmo you $60 right to your Venmo if you finish that ranch soda.
Which
was
still sitting over there.
It's the grossest soda ever invented.
Yep.
Now, Hambone, he's here to party. He's not going to turn down some money.
I mean, that's $60.
This is Hambone in the kitchen chugging the ranch soda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of Twitch, you can't show vomit. So Cody has to keep panning back to himself to avoid us violating Twitch.
And me trying to hold the camera steady, because when I laugh, you know, I jiggle like a bowl of jelly, and it's hilarious.
This is Hambone.
A little Santa Claus.
Chugging the ranch soda.
So if you don't like gag noises.
Yeah, prepare yourself.
Because this is hilarious.
But I thought we were going to show vomit.
We're not.
To do vomit?
Go ahead, I'm not. I can see the camera. I can see it.
Poor guy.
I see this? In tears. See that?
I gotta say, Cody laughing maniacally with face paint on.
With a penis on my forehead.
Yeah, you got a penis on your forehead. You've got bad Ultimate Warrior paint. You're like the Joker. You're like the Joker watching a man be tortured.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't be laughing as hard as I am at this poor bastard.
Twitch fam, you're going to see.
My poor buddy.
You're going to see this. Radio world, you're going to hear it because the audio is just as good.
Yes.
They're going to go from the chugging of the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Into Coco's choke slam through a table.
Yes.
That was the final challenge of the night.
Yeah.
You had built a table in the back.
Yep.
That's what we'll leave it at.
Yep.
And it looks and sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I could not have been happier.
Nope, it is a legit backyard wrestling table. My neighbors are going to be very confused.
Here he goes. Here he goes. And back to me.
So Hambone chugs the ranch soda. They go out to the yard for the choke slam.
I think that's still fine, right?
Oh, man.
Walk in front of the table.
And my neighbors have got to be seeing this. All of our backyards go up against each other in the back.
They must have heard and seen this.
Yep. All night. All night I was out there.
You guys ready?
That's just you checking the camera.
Yep. Here we go.
Here we go. Literal choke slam into the table, right?
Yeah. That's Kane style. Goes for the choke slam.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
Hambone! Absolute bro!
You okay? Such a bro.
You hurt?
You hurt?
But then
immediately goes, well, what's the point of it then if you're not hurt?
Look at these two morons on Twitch. That's the end of the night right there.
That was the best.
They're covered in beer, ranch soda, vomit. It's just a... It was the best. My favorite stream of the year. Thank you guys who checked it out.
That was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun.
Hopefully that was just the start of what else we can do.
I don't know how we raised the bar on that, man, but that was really, really fun.
I've got a couple other ideas for some stuff because the other pay-per-views aren't as long, not like 3.5 hours. So they're usually like two and a half.
But I think now you gotta have challenges.
Yes. Oh my God.
At least for everyone.
Yep. Oh no. Yep. Yep. That's how these roll now. Do some challenges.
We come up with the challenges.
Yep.
I mean, the two of you combined made almost $300 that night in bits.
Oh man.
Real money, man.
Yeah. 5 weeks till WrestleMania Backlash. They're calling it.
All right. I gotta catch up here. Yeah. Cody in his day glow underpants, asking Cody if he's all right. Hambo.
Hey, man. I know I'm in my underwear, but you all right over there?
You good?
What a night. My name is Josh. Josh. That is Cody Mack. We are live. This is the show. Thank you for listening to us. Certainly do appreciate it. Happy National Grilled Cheese Day.
Was it really?
Yep.
For my, not love of cheese all of a sudden, grilled cheese still doesn't sound too bad to me. I'm not a huge grilled cheese guy in the first place, but... I'm thinking about it, and it doesn't sound repulsive to me. So I think I could still go for like a grilled cheese and soup and a tomato soup.
Good call. I still have not mastered the grilled cheese.
I wish I could. I've got the flat top, though.
Doesn't matter. I can't get it right. I don't know if I'm too hot, too cold, whatever it is.
I bet you make a good grilled cheese, but you're not giving yourself enough credit.
Dad's Diner had a good run this weekend, I'll tell you what. Did some steak and salt potatoes.
It is going to be salt tater season.
Salt tater season.
It is.
Did full breakfast yesterday.
Oh, I want an omelet.
Last night did some burgers, man.
Damn.
Dude, burgers and...
You're like Josh's Burgers over here, but Bob's Burgers, but Josh.
You can go and buy frozen Red Robin fries.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I air fry them, and then I make a giant thing of the campfire sauce.
Dude. Almost everybody, other than, the Bigums, the McDonald's or whatever... If you go to that Middle Island in Walmart, man, everybody's got their fries.
The Red Robin fries?
I mean,
and
like,
the Red Robin onion rings.
Well, I mean like...
like restaurants like TGI Fridays, Applebee's. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All those places now are being like, you know what? Let the people have fries.
Because that's how they're sending them to the restaurants. Let's not act like they're not.
Yeah, seriously.
They're already making them somewhere and freezing them, so you...
Yep.
But I air fry them.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I move right now, dude.
Do you
over air fry everything?
Yeah.
Because it crispies it?
Yeah. That's what I did with the... Some of the billions of tenders we got from Press Room on Saturday and yesterday. That's what I did. I don't have an air fryer, but threw them right back in that oven, man.
Oh, man. Because the bag will be like 7 minutes and 400. I'll be like, nah, 10's gonna do it.
Yeah. Because they're good in a regular oven. Have you reheated in the air fryer Five Guys fries?
You know, I haven't. My wife was saying yesterday she'd love to have Five Guys. Don't isolate that audio, please. Now that I've said it, she was saying that she's never had it.
She never had Five Guys? She wants to have Five Guys?
You know what? I got a bag on this topic.
She wants to experience Five Guys?
No, but we might go over there and get it. Only problem is that my son
he has a peanut allergy, and they use exclusively peanut oil. But peanut oil isn't an allergen. It's a whole weird thing, but I still get nervous.
That. Yeah, it says it in all over the store.
Because Chick-fil-A is the same way.
And careful. Don't let him go in.
They just have him out.
They're just there.
He's not that allergic. All right. Like, he has to literally eat it. He can breathe it and touch it and all that.
I'll tell him to just rub some dirt on it then and have at some peanut butter cups.
No, these kids nowadays, back in our day, we didn't have peanut allergies. I'm being a boomer right now.
I was going to say, I think weak ones did.
We just let them die. We let them die back in the
day. I've seen that movie where Macaulay Culkin gets stung by bees. We just let them die. If you're not going to be a man and walk it off with a couple bee stings and forget it.
Text line says, what restaurant has the best grilled cheese? I don't know.
Melt it up. What the hell's the name of it? Melt this?
It's called Melt when it does our events.
Yeah.
But it's Wrap It Up in Clay.
I would say probably them, right?
Yeah, they do really good, man.
I don't know where else I've had grilled cheese. Panera has that, like, grilled cheese, you know, tomato soup, whatever. But I don't know of anybody else who's got Tully's. Don't they have
I don't know. If I'm at a restaurant, I'm not ordering a grilled cheese.
Me either. There's got to be places that have that as, like, a couple specialty things, though. But then that's not even really like a grilled cheese. It's just like, it's more of like a panini with extra cheese. You know what I mean? When they start making the fancy ones with a whole bunch of stuff in them.
My daughter's favorite sandwich anywhere.
Yeah.
The Panera grilled cheese, not grilled. Literally a cheese sandwich.
How does that work?
You just pull up. You say, can I get the whatever it is?
Yeah.
Not grilled. And they go, so just a cheese sandwich every time?
Yeah.
And you go, yes, please.
Yeah.
And then my daughter just eats the cheese sandwich. Nice, man. She likes.
Good. I like that. Good for her.
That's what she likes.
Damn right. Oh.
Well, what are you reading?
Clinton Street Pump has a grilled cheese burger like how Tully's does.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Now people are coming in. People are saying Mountain Melt at Tully's is where it's at, man.
What is that? Grilled cheese?
Yeah. Well, it's in between. It's two grilled cheeses, right? Like, take a grilled cheese, flatten it a little, take another grilled cheese, flatten it just a little, and take a burg, put it in the middle. Boom, boom.
Those are the best.
Yeah. Oh, now a lot of places are coming
them
back,
man. I want to know where you're at.
Tin Pan Galley and Yellow Brick Road have amazing grilled cheese. Yellow Brick Road, that is known as a casino.
God, we got to go, Cody. I'm all vaxxed, man. Once you get your second shot, dude,
I'm in.
We're going sure.
I'm going right now. Speaking of so hard, God, everybody. This next guy. Good, now we can go to Cucino.
Beeville Diner has a patty melt?
Really?
Is that what those are called? I know I'm an idiot, but a patty melt is a grilled cheese, a burger, but two grilled cheeses?
Is it? I'm an idiot. I don't know either.
Or is a patty melt a burger in a grilled cheese?
I was going to say, I feel like it might be a patty melt is like more of a panini, right?
Mm-hmm.
They throw it in the middle. I don't know, though. Sub shop? Really? Startified? Swego Sub Shop? Biggest grilled cheese?
Who does?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I would do a biggest grilled cheese. If we have to figure out where we're going next week. This week we're doing Quest for the Biggest Steak with Burdick BMW.
Biggest.
I want to do biggest grilled cheese or biggest wiener, but I don't think anybody has bigger hot dogs. No. I think they're all pretty standard.
Biggest cheeseburger sub and only go to sub. Wow, a lot of people. Oh, that's, I knew there was something I was thinking of, and for some reason, it just popped in my head. You know what grilled cheese is awesome?
Mm.
The grilled cheese at Bull and Bear that they cut and deep fry like mozzarella sticks, man.
That!
But it's so good.
That's what he is saying.
Punch the air for a minute. It's so good like this.
I do love that.
Oh.
Jeremy and Twitch says a patty melt is a sandwich consisting of ground beef patty with melted cheese and topped with caramelized onions.
Caramelized.
Between two slices of griddled bread. All right.
My band Griddled Bread's going to be playing later tonight, I think. Paper Mill.
My sleeper melt right now, dude.
Sleeper melt opens for griddled
bread.
And
I'm not getting any kind of compensation or discounts for saying this. Chubby's in Fulton.
Really?
This queso steak melt they have. Oh, dude. It's like melt. Imagine a Philly cheesesteak.
Yes.
But instead of a roll, it's in like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh,
it's all that shredded steak, and they close it with like a queso cheese, I think. But it's like not a runny. I don't know how to explain it, man.
Really?
You get that with some of the wings. Oh.
Hmm.
That's my place.
I don't hate that.
I really like it.
I mean, for as much as I don't like cheese all of a sudden, things like that, you know what I mean? I get some cheese on it.
Yeah.
Get a little cheese on it. Now, I don't know if this is a you ain't had my mom's.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, is it an innuendo, or does your mom really make good? Because then I'll bring it. I'll have it.
HK says Al's Wine and Whiskey has a bomb grilled cheese. Do they really?
Really? Are these big grilled cheeses?
I don't know.
Did we just talk ourselves into a thing?
I would do a big grilled cheese sandwich if they exist.
Biggest grilled cheese. Who got the biggest grilled cheese?
Is that something that we could go on the quest for?
Do they
vary in size?
Hmm. We'll have to look.
You guys are the ones out there.
Say, what else is there?
Hitting the streets.
What is there a discussion of? Of being the biggest.
But yes, we will be on the quest for the biggest steak this week with our friends at Burdick BMW, Aaron, myself, and Cody Mack driving around central New York looking for the biggest steak. If you know, if you have a suggestion of where we should go, please let us know on the K-Rock text line, 315-364-109. What?
Just some of the texts we get.
What did I miss?
Underneath the one where I replied, ha ha ha. We can't read it, I don't think, but I mean, okay. Text about
you guys need Jesus, right?
Something about some genitals.
Good morning. Hey, what's up? It's Josh. It's Cody. It's K-Rock. This can't be... I feel like I'm being trolled. Fancy Feast Cat Food made a human cookbook? Not like to cook humans and eat them, but like...
Nope, didn't think that.
Oh, I was the only one that thought that? All right.
For like half of their owners die. How can you now cook the dead body of your owner, which you were about to eat?
That'd be kind of out of nowhere if Fancy Feast is like, here's a cannibal cookbook. And you're like, Jesus.
Hey, we're Fancy Feast. Here's a book how to eat humans. Thanks.
Fancy Feast has released a cookbook called Fancy Feast Petite's Feast Cookbook.
What is that again?
Fancy Feast Petite's Feast Cookbook. Fancy Feast Petite's Feast Cookbook.
Fancy Feast Teeny Petite's Eat Me Cookbook.
It includes 12 recipes.
12? How big is this book? I can name 12.
I worked really hard on this cookbook.
It's what they ate for a week.
Yeah, right?
Here, print it.
Hold on, I'm going to download this thing right now.
Why is it, I've never heard of a cookbook with 12. Although it's probably
this
for
is
me.
All you, this is all you did?
It would be like if they asked me to make a cookbook with everything I eat. Is this like the first chapter? No, that's all of it. Chicken tenders, some more meatballs and chicken tenders.
I took some shredded cheese, I put in a cold tortilla, I just ate it over the sink.
There's that. There's the one where I just eat tortilla chips.
See, now what's confusing about this headline is you go into it thinking, oh, they're going to tell me how to eat cat food inside of, like, human meals?
Yeah. Is
it? No.
Oh, I really thought it was going to be Fancy Feast, how you can, you know, incorporate Fancy Feast into your everyday delights.
Fancy Feast. Hey, man. It's been a year. You're out of money.
Hey, man.
You gonna eat this cat food or not?
Hey, boy. You eating cat food?
The cookbook features recipes that are elevated but easy enough to whip up on a weeknight. Each dish was inspired by a small plate restaurant.
What?
So, I know that you're probably thinking, oh, I've got to eat cat food. No. I mean, you can't. I don't care what you do, but you
don't
with this.
No, you know what? I can't. I don't care what you do, but I care if you're eating cat food.
You can eat cat. You can eat cat food.
If you're eating cat food, message me and I will buy you lunch today.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm with Cody. If things are so rough that you're eating cat food, we'll help you out.
We'll
give you a couple dollars.
Break me off a piece of that fancy feast. I think that's it.
Not. You're not eating cat food.
Yeah.
You're enjoying dinner with your cat, which is the saddest phrase I've ever heard.
Yeah, if you have that cookbook and you're at the bottom of the reopen the chapter enjoying dinner with your cat, believe me, you don't.
You don't.
You don't.
You gotta come on, man. You gotta get out of the house.
And then what is it? Is it like...
So here's
first,
what it is.
Open fancy feast can for cat. Dump
yes.
on plate.
Yes.
And now we move on to your entree.
You probably got to cook yours first, because I would think that the cat would be done with it by the time you finish yours.
Here's the thing about cats. They don't understand eating yet. What?
They don't understand waiting for a meal.
Just put it on the floor. Put it on the floor.
What are we doing? We're sitting at the table?
No, I'm going to wait. I'm waiting until my chicken tenders are done, and then we'll eat at the table together.
These are meals inspired by their new Fancy Feast cat food line, where you can make a similar human meal, and then you put both meals on the table, and you and your cat eat together, where then you proceed to stare off into the middle distance, wondering where it all went wrong. Where did it all go wrong?
You're sobbing, but you look over. How did you like your wet salmon platter? Mine was okay. Little salmon-y.
I was the valedictorian. Where did it all go wrong?
I have a master's degree.
What happened to my life?
You can just hear pounding on the... Quiet down up there. I live in a studio apartment, second floor, and I eat with my cat.
Meow, 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 meow.
I said quiet. Not at the Fancy Feast.
So it's really pretty easy, all right? So what you do, you make the recipe for yourself.
Yeah.
You open the can of food for your cat.
But it's based off of what that can was. So if it's like a steak and carrot cat food, the recipe is a steak and carrot for you.
Yeah.
How you can make a steak and some carrots type thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's...
And then...
The worst thing ever.
You sit, you enjoy a delicious meal with your cat, casually glance down at the shotgun, wonder if today's the day. Debate that for a little bit.
Wonder if how long it would be before your cat then eats you. Is there a recipe for that?
You glance down at the bottle of pop-off vodka and jar of Quaaludes, and you go, is today the day? And then you decide, I'm going to go another day.
See, I don't know. I did just make dinner based around my cat's food.
Yeah.
That would be in the cons list. Pro.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah, right? Yep.
Con.
Yep.
I also ate dinner with the cat.
Right.
Pro. He didn't look at me the whole time, so that was good, so he didn't stare into my soul. Con, he is going to eat me once I die. Pro, family won't have to clean up the body.
Sure.
Con, there's no recipe for dead human fancy feast.
This is the new fancy feast where you can make a meal with your cat, enjoy it together. As you glance past the cat to the belt noose you've hung off of the light fixture in your kitchen.
You bring a girl home to this and sits down and you kind of look over and go, oh no, could you slide over? That's where the cat sits. And you set down a dish of, tonight we'll be having Fancy Feast inspired salmon pate. And she's like, is that? And you go, no, that's the cat's salmon pate. Mm-hmm. I will now whip up a quick dish based off of this Fancy Feast recipe. If you could hand me my Fancy Feast...
Here, I'll give you a recipe right now.
Recipe book, please. If you could hand me that, I'm going to whip us up something right now.
How about I make you some sage cornbread chicken pot pie to enjoy while your cat enjoys a delicious can of... Hold on. Whitefish entree with tomato and gravy. Oh, no, they'll be enjoying the grilled chicken entree with rice and gravy. Will you enjoy the corn muffin, the sage cornbread chicken pot pie?
Why are cat owners so sad? What is going on? Oh, my God.
The best.
Oh, man.
Anyways. No, Joel and Carissa, you are not the cat owners we speak of.
No. No. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Not all. Not all. Meow, 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 meow. I know it's coming. I'm going to make mine first. I got to make mine based off of your label. Then I'll put yours in there and I can throw away the can. I got to look up the label first and get all the quality ingredients onto my dish.
And then after you've eaten, you take the cat food's can, you walk it out to the garage, you turn on the car, and sit there quietly wondering, is today the day? Do I do it today?
Do I open the garage door?
Or do I just do it today? Is today the day?
You go, how long? Let's see.
All right.
You just sit there with a car running for a minute. You go, do I?
And then you give it. You say, "Know what? I'm gonna go back in."
then you look up and see your cat in the kitchen window door.
And you go,
"Damn it!
Damn it! Professor Pussy Willow missed me way too much. I gotta go back inside."
Mr. Boots, we only got halfway through the new recipe book for Mr. Boots.
Admiral Boots will be so hungry.
He can't eat my dead body if I'm in the car.
All right, guys, let's stay focused. Please, this is a professional show. Yes, we are on the quest for the biggest steak in Central New York. Quest for the biggest, powered by Burdick BMW.
Did you say steak?
Did someone say meat? Mr. Mittens and I are going to eat a nice, delightful fillet tonight.
I'm going to do something I don't usually do. Just cook right out of the cat cookbook. What?
So if you want to help us find the biggest steak in Central New York, shoot us a text. Where should we go? We've got a couple of leads. We're going to hit them up. Then we'll tell you Thursday morning who has the biggest steak. Adirondack Food and Fuel text line 315-364-109. I can see both sides of the story on this, Cody. So a woman went to go check her brokerage account, which I guess is like, I don't know what a broker. What's brokerage account?
I don't know what that means.
Is that like investments or whatever?
Yeah.
Like is Cody's? Is
that, yeah.
Does Cody have a brokerage account with Dollar Investment Club? Is that what that is?
Am I checking that right now as I type in? Definitely not.
What was it? Sudanese?
South Sudanese babes? Sudan babes?
Cody likes.
This weekend they were firing them out there.
Charles Schwab, Chucky Schwab. Of the, you know, investments.
Yes.
Went to transfer $82.56 into a Fidelity Brokerage Services account owned by Kaylin Spadoni. Okay? So they went to go put $82.56.
My new partner, Kaylin Spadoni, down in Paul Capella's. Me and Capella and Spadoni's law services.
So instead of transferring $82.56...
Okay.
They transferred $1.2 million.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Whoops.
Party.
And as soon as she noticed, she withdrew the money.
No. See, yep.
And put it in another bank account.
Nah, man. That's where you can't do that. You can't do that.
Okay.
It's coming. They're coming for you. That happens to you or me. We both look at it and then just leave it there, right? And go, it'll clearly be taken care of.
Cody.
Right? I would just be like, nope.
You're talking to a guy who has not spent a penny of unemployment or stimulus money.
Right.
Because I'm 100% positive I screwed something up.
Yeah.
And they're going to come and take it back.
Right? She was
so
like,
I am
nope,
in no way
take that out.
Touching that money.
No. If I ever saw that all of a sudden there's a million, I just go, oh, that's cool. Screenshot for fun later, and then just go, wow, someone at KeyBank's going to be having themselves an afternoon,
but
I'm assuming.
On the other side, I'm like, we're robbing from the rich and giving to the poor.
No, I get it.
Charles Schwab is doing fine.
Yep. I feel like if it was something like that, it's not a bank. It's Charles Schwab. It's a
brokerage.
Yeah. They screwed up. You can now burn your bridge with them. They can now cut all communication with you and all that other stuff and try to maybe take you to court or whatever. But you don't, I feel like you shouldn't have to give that back.
Because here's where I get mad at this story, and I side with Kaylin Spadoni.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Yes, text line, you've also seen the story. She did go out and immediately buy a house and a brand new
really?
Car.
Okay, see, no. Yeah,
here's
she's not,
where the law is garbage to me.
She's not doing this the correct way.
She was arrested and booked with, quote, theft over $25,000.
Come on. No, that's...
I didn't go to Charles Schwab and take it out.
Nope, I...
You gave it to me.
What? So, yeah, why? So all of a sudden, I just have to assume that the people that I give money to make me an ass ton of money. Is that not what
investments
Charles
are,
Schwab thing is? All right, so I give you guys money, and you're supposed to make me money, so I'm supposed to assume that, whoa, 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 we didn't make you that much money. So then I go, well, screw yourselves then. You know what I mean?
Like, right, like I'd be like, cool, big year, thanks.
Yeah. Wow, I just, you must have been on the, thank you for being so smart, Charles Schwab, to be on the ground level of the Moderna vaccine, that it exploded, and you made us all a lot of money. Super appreciative. Thanks. I'm taking that money out. That's on them. They can't be like, nah, we're not that smart. We can make that.
You can.
The people that work here can make that much money, but you can't. So like, give it back. You go to jail.
I know it's wrong, and I know that it's like...
No, I get... Yeah, yeah. I get that.
I like to see that as the universe giving back. I don't know why.
Nope. Yep.
I know that it's not the right way to look at it.
Yep.
Oh, but no. I'm like, oh, the universe gave me back. All right.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of fine print why you can't, and they're allowed to say that. It's like casinos. I'm sure it's the same thing, where you can go in and win a butt ton of money on a machine.
Mm-hmm.
They can easily go, oh, machine error. Mm-hmm. We don't have to pay you that money. A casino can do that every single time.
Yeah.
It's like that, where, yeah, there's probably fine print, but there's also should be fine print that, hey, we are a place that has, you know, ability to go in and out of your bank account. We deposit and take money out all the time. This time, we screwed up and put too much in.
And if I could say,
sorry,
Charles Schwab,
we have that back. And you go, no.
No.
And the worst they can do is get mad at you.
At the very least, Charles Schwab has to be like, hey, we screwed up. Here's 10 grand.
Yeah.
We've credited your account $10,000.
Yeah.
You guys are doing fine at the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
You screwed up. Throw us a frickin' bone.
Because let me tell you this. If she deposited too much money into that account, you don't think they would have immediately tried, oh, let's invest that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yep.
That's gone.
I put too much money in. No, too late. It's gone now.
Yeah. We already, you know what I mean? We already spent it. You can't get that money back that you deposited. Well, I didn't mean to. Oh, well, too bad.
Sorry. Sucks to be you.
Sorry.
So besides WrestleMania, did you watch anything else this weekend? I watched an awesome documentary I wanted to...
Dude, I did not.
You did not?
I literally... Well, I watched soccer, but that's just because it's on. But everything in between... Old WrestleManias.
Really? You watched old WrestleManias to prepare for the current... All right.
That's what I do every WrestleMania season. Every, like, for, like, a month leading up to it, every weekend. That's all I do. Watch old WrestleManias. If it's a bigger pay-per-view, that's how I spend, like, the month leading up to it. Like, I watch all the old Royal Rumbles. I watch... I mean, they don't do it anymore, but sometime this summer, I'll go back and watch all the old King of the Rings, because that's how we used to kick off summer.
Nice.
Was King of the Ring. But no, not really.
I watched...
I went through my streaming stuff to see that there's good stuff.
Well, I watched White Boy.
I saw that. Was
White Boy
is
Rick.
That good?
It is. You feel really sorry for him.
Because I've seen...
He got screwed.
I've seen something on him before, but never like a big documentary. All right, so I want to watch that.
You want to watch that? And then, I don't know if you'd be into this. I watched This Is a Robbery. It's about the biggest art heist ever. It came out of Massachusetts in 1990. It's on Netflix, yeah.
I did see the... thing for that. Okay.
And it explains that, like, in the 90s, art theft was this huge thing because,
really?
Yeah, because criminals had it was this, like, weird deal.
Paintings?
Yeah. Like famous paintings.
Just scooping them up off the wall?
They would break. Yeah, they don't know if this was an inside job or not. Like,
okay.
Spoiler alert, you don't really, like, it's still the biggest art heist.
Really?
They don't solve it. Like,
what's the point of that? That's like Hitler's taking all the art as he burned things down. And he just, like, stored it away.
Well, here's what they would do with it. It's kind of fascinating. So big mob bosses and stuff in the 90s, and you got to watch this whole documentary.
That's neat so far.
They would steal these paintings.
Okay.
And you'd be like, why do they have them?
Yeah.
Like Rembrandt's or whatever. And they would stash them away. And then say you got busted for, like, a huge crime. And
okay.
They go, hey, man.
Okay.
You've been trafficking drugs. You're going away for 40 years. And they'd be like... I can tell you where one of those Rembrandts are.
Oh, dude.
And they'd be like,
That's cool.
All right, you can get 7 months. And people were doing
it. They were brokering deals for Mona Lisas and such.
Just based off these paintings, man.
Yeah, and like Picasso's. How did those... So the... You said it's inside, maybe inside jobs, but literally it was just like... Dun, 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 dun.
This one dun, was dun, kind dun, of... Dun, 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 well, the way this day, went down, and I'm not ruining anything by saying this.
No, I don't care. I like to know stuff.
Like the guard...
Okay. Yeah,
Was a stoner.
It's like a movie.
And he was like... He was like covering the shift.
Yeah.
And these two guys dressed like cops showed up. And you're never supposed to buzz anyone in.
And he did because they're cops.
And he did because they looked like cops. And yep. Then they walked in, tied him up allegedly, and stole all these like Rembrandts. And no one knows where they went. And people are concerned because they're like, these idiot criminals don't know how to store paintings from the 1600s.
Nope. Yeah, that's always...
They probably got them rolled up in a tube somewhere.
That's always the thing with these all these things, that they don't get stored properly.
And then they're just ruined.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the same, but there's a whole deal going up on Syracuse right now where a bunch of archives of some... There's some serious historical things up in Syracuse that are deteriorating, and because I don't know why, but they won't do anything about it. So it's like that where, like, if you don't know how to store the stuff...
Maybe give it to somebody who does.
Give it to somebody that does, or it's going to be gone. Here's the thing. There ain't too many Rembrandts.
Dude, I'm so deep into Oswego County history right now. My in-laws, they're really big readers, and they like all that stuff.
There's a lot of weird crap that went on up there, man.
Well, I was like, I'm really into old houses. Like, I love old houses, and I want to know what they were and why they were built.
There's a lot up there.
And there's a bunch. Like, when you and I were driving down 48 that one night, we were like, what the hell was that? Right?
Every single 10 feet, there was a plaque thing.
I know.
Of like, this is a historical 1810. You're like, what the frick?
And then even in my town of Phoenix.
You guys got a bunch.
My father-in-law was like, oh, yeah, that used to be the old psych ward. And I go, a psych ward in Phoenix? He's like, yeah, I got some books. He gave me a stack of Oswego County, like, history books.
Yeah, that's neat.
Dude.
That'll come in handy for haunted whatnots.
Oh, I'm so into it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you look up anybody's name that you went to school with.
And there's family.
Like, it'll be like, say, Lisey. Like, I'm like, Lisey's came over on, it tracks it all the way back.
That's
so
pretty cool, man.
Like, I'm as dumb as a hammer, but I want to know as much as I can about this town.
That's neat. You should
And all the things around.
Let's look into it more. Maybe it's got some, they can, like, give it to like a historical whatever for a little bit, and they can be like, hey, we can decipher all this for you.
That's one of my favorite parts of Quest for the Biggest, is that we drive all over the place.
Yeah.
And you're like, this was once the home of Thomas Boonville.
Right?
And you're like, really?
I slow down. I will pull over when I'm doing my driving around, like just fishing during when it's warmer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull over almost every time. I don't give a damn, and look at those stupid plaques.
Dude, I love them.
Someone felt the need to put that it was, you know, a historical place out there, and someone agreed with them. So there's a plaque for a reason.
Like, if I wasn't such an anxious person, I would knock on so many doors and be like, what is this? What was this house?
No, I agree.
I want to know what this is.
I've done it because it's not the same, but it's the same building in Cicero there, right in the corner where it was like the first... I don't even know. It's like a like a pub or a bar or whatever, but it's the e-cig place now. It's a giant red brick building right across from Power there in Cicero on 31 and 11 there. That was like one of the first houses and buildings in Cicero, and I've gone in and just been like, well, that's kind of neat.
Dude, growing up in Pennellville, like Pennellville and Baldwinsville are kind of similar, I guess, because they were like the halfway point between... People who are going from Syracuse to, like, the ports in Oswego.
Yeah.
So there's all these random things where it's like, this was the halfway tavern where you would stop.
That one right on that road there that leads.
Yeah, the halfway tavern.
Yeah.
And then up by where I grew up, there was, I think it was, like, the Jefferson Hotel, where it's like a house now, but it's like that long journey from Syracuse to Oswego, you'd stay for a night.
Yeah. Right?
I loved it.
Because, you know, you're on horseback, so when you're just clomping on a horse from Binghamton up here.
I know, you're like, oh my God, this journey.
It was too much.
It will take us 4 days to travel from Syracuse.
We needed a fortnight for a rest.
Or that run that goes from Utica to Syracuse on the Erie Canal.
Yeah.
like all the shops they'd have built, man, I love that stuff. I could nerd out forever on that.
Well, it's just cool looking at the old pictures of right where we did the ghost hunt. There was old-timey houses along that Chittenango canal thing. Like, that's insane to think
of.
Yeah,
man.
There's nothing there now.
I know.
There's nothing. But there were houses.
That's why I went to that 1890 house or whatever it was in Cortland, man.
Yeah.
This was the ballroom. It was the what?
Yeah, what do you mean ballroom?
And I'm so thankful my kids are into that stuff with us.
Yeah.
Like, they, I mean, obviously the half of it is them, you know, being nice to their parents.
Yeah, but still.
They're like, all right, we'll get McDonald's if we watch this.
Yeah, right. But it's still, it's that thing where later, when you grow up, you know, and that's what it's for. You don't want to do the lame parent thing of, when you get older, you're going to thank me. But they will, you know what I mean?
You
get older,
fun, right?
You know, we went to all these places.
All right, we're going to come back, talk to Jason Klug. What do you got?
Also, you have a ballroom in your house known as your office.
Sometimes that's a stinky ballroom, I'll tell you what.
Sweaty ballroom.
That gets sweaty. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock. You think this is a game, Cody?
Yeah.
You think this is a game?
Oh, bet.
On Mondays, All Access, we talk entertainment with the one and only Jason Klug on behalf of Del Lago. Good morning, Del Lago. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Del Lago.
Good morning, Jason. How we doing, man? How was your weekend?
I'm doing well. Weekend was gorgeous. Loved it. How was your weekend?
It was good. Full of a lot of work around the house. Cody Mack enjoyed some WrestleMania. We had a fun time. I bumped back. I don't know if you could hear it, but I bumped back with some DMX because obviously he officially passed away on Friday. It was a lot of rumors leading up to that. I encourage everybody to go check the video of his body being transported out of that White Plains Hospital in the hearse. People are there's hundreds of people on the street playing music, playing DMX's music, and you know, he's just one of those artists of that generation. That generation, I think, were the three of us in this room and a lot of show bros and showgirls. Kind of, it was a major part of our youth, right? In our early adolescence.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the 90s where he came about, and you look at the loss of some other rappers right before he came out, and a very tumultuous period, I think. And for someone... For someone to come out and achieve what he achieved is nothing short of spectacular. I mean, the guy had two albums. His first two albums came out in the Billboard Top 200 and went to number one. In fact, I think he had five albums, which on the debut at number one, and no one has really done that since. And he probably would have had a sixth. I think he just came up a few hundred albums short. Which is just, that's amazing. Considering, I mean, you guys were from that time. You know what was out there for music in that day and age.
Yeah, it was, what was great about DMX and that whole era is a lot of people don't remember it, but up until like the early 90s, mid 90s, you kind of had to pick a genre of music that you liked. Like I like rock or I like pop or whatever it was. And then, like, we all just kind of liked it all in the mid-90s. You know, we liked yeah. Snoop and Dre and Nirvana and Soundgarden. We just liked it all. And, like, I think that the real reason for that, it's been talked about, is MTV. Because you would put on MTV and there'd be a Smashing Pumpkins video into a DMX video into, you know, a Christina Aguilera video. And that's just what we liked.
You know what? You bring up a really good point. I think especially for me, and I'll get a little personal here, but I was not the biggest fan of hip hop, but it was just everywhere when I was growing up. You know, I graduated in the mid-90s from high school. And for me, I guess my first exposure to DMX besides MTV was seeing him live at Woodstock in 99.
Yeah.
And realizing that everyone else knew every single word to his songs, to his raps, and I was kind of the guy who was left out. I was like, man, I should be much more exposed to this, and it made it easy to like everything, like you said. You liked Soundgarden, you liked Nirvana, you liked DMX, Tupac.
Yeah, and you watch that video of him at Woodstock 99, right there at Griffiths Air Force Base, and it's a sea of people rapping back at him. It was so awesome. Oh, so awesome.
Just amazing. I'm glad that that video has started making the rounds again. Really brought me back to the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else is going on, Jason? What else are we going to talk about?
You know what? We, at Del Lago, we've been opening up a few more, you know, a few more things. We just opened up the farmer's market. It's a farmer's market express now, but I know you guys have been on site at some point. You probably hit the buffet. It's
yeah.
It's not a buffet anymore. It's farmer's market express, where you can still get a lot of food and it's delicious. Entertainment wise, everything was really about DMX this weekend, man. Every news outlet is covering it. If you don't know Earl Simmons, otherwise known as DMX, you're missing out. You really need to check into that. I think of some of the people that we've lost over the past year or two that have performed at Del Lago. There was Charlie Daniels passed away. He was a common performer there. And honestly, you know what? Probably the toughest thing to experience for me as someone who would put on a show is someone passing away right before they're supposed to come on. And that was Montgomery Gentry. Half of that group passed away the day before they were supposed to perform at Del Lago.
Oh, wow.
So every now and then when you get into this business, something, you know, someone passes away or something happens where it creates, you know, a feeling of remembrance and reverence for that person's music. So this weekend, it's DMX. For me in the past, as I'm sure with you, it was Chris Cornell.
Sure.
But DMX... Yeah, DMX was so important to hip-hop. It's as if Wayne Staley or Chris Cornell passed away. But to your point, man, back in the 90s, everyone was into everything.
Jason Klug, All Access on behalf of Del Lago. Jason, all I got to do is request next week maybe you wear some sweatpants and a t-shirt because I got all the showgirls all revved up over your you're looking extra dapper today, and they are just so, I mean, it is just damp in this room right now. I will tell you what, yeah, Jason.
The chat is moist.
You drive the ladies wild, Jason, please.
I've been on a few of these Zoom calls, and a lot of people are still, they're still at home. And since I go into the office, I get heckled a lot. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Why are you dressed?
Right, yeah.
All right, Jason.
Hey, you can't see below here. You don't know if I'm wearing sweats.
Yeah, he's got no pants on, ladies. He's got nothing on beneath there.
He's Pooh Bear.
That's what he said. You heard him. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you next week, man. All right?
All right, we'll see.
See you. Jason Klug on behalf of Del Lago. Kelly Clarkson has a great article, has a great clip going around right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is if I feel like you just found some type of voice changing thing, and this is just a story that you have. I'm not convinced.
I've always had a cool thing for Kelly Clarkson. I like her attitude. I like her moxie.
Yep.
I like her shape. I like all of it.
Oh yeah, a little shape. I gotta have a little shape.
And this don't turn me off to her.
No,
because it's an honest story.
It's hilarious. It's just one of those, like, yeah, you get put into situations where you don't have a minute.
She's on stage.
She doesn't have a minute.
She's got the rumbly guts.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got to deal with it. So on her talk show, she told the story about having to run off stage and do the deuce in a trash can.
Not just a deuce.
I'll tell you right now, there was one time it wasn't pee, my friend. I got some kind of wrecked up from some kind of food, and I literally, we were in an arena, and I shouldn't tell this story, but like I said, I don't have a filter. I had to run backstage to my quick change. I grabbed this poor trash can and... Boy, I destroyed it. It was bad. It was bad. And we might have to edit this out, but I'm just saying, it happens. What are you supposed to do?
Is it, who's interrupting? Or is that is like the
producer
being like, no, stop it. Daytime talk show.
You're
family.
America's sweetheart right now.
Poop squirts. No poop squirts.
I pooped in a trash can,
y'all. I destroyed that with my poop squirt.
I love it. I love Kelly Clarkson because she's like, she's kind of backwoods, but she's also extremely talented.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, this is what you get. Not everybody has to be this prim and proper, perfect person.
Listen, it may not be like poop in like a trash can, but everybody, you're lying to yourself if you don't have a story similar. So at least you just made it to your toilet then. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying if you don't have a story like this.
So in other pop news stuff that I don't really care about, but Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction was supposedly Timberlake's idea because he wanted to one-up Britney Spears, Madonna, and Christina Aguilera, who had just meet out at the VMAs. Remember that?
Oh, I do. I do remember that. Okay. It was long rumored that it was on purpose.
The original idea for Janet to be wearing a dress, Justin would step on the back of her dress, pulling it off, revealing she was wearing nothing but a pearl G-string.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been way better.
Janet Jackson butt would have been way awesome.
Yes, we all have nipples, but we all don't have sexy Janet Jackson butts.
They then changed the plan to reveal a nipple.
Mm.
The guy who was there says, I wouldn't call it a malfunction in a million years.
No.
It was the most functioning wardrobe in history. As a stylist, it did what it intended to do.
Yeah, he reached over and ripped off her breastplate.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the world that needs to believe that that was not on purpose.
I would have taken Janet Jackson butt over Janet Jackson nipple, I think.
I always, to this day, take any butt over nipple for anybody.
You think so?
I will always. So if you ever put A versus B for me in any situation, I can't think of anywhere I'd be like, A, nipples, please.
Really? Like,
yeah, if it was your butt.
Like, if it was a celebrity who you'd never seen topless, and they're like, all right, you can see her topless, or you can just see her bare fanny.
All chicks.
All chicks.
Any of them. Ooh. And it doesn't even, if I can't see either, if it was like, you can see nipple, or you don't get anything. You know what I mean? Or you don't get anything, then someday maybe you can see butt. I'd wait.
You'd wait for the butt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of with you, man.
I'd wait. They were like, maybe someday, maybe. And it's not even a guarantee. Just maybe someday you might see some butt.
Cody, maybe someday you'll see a butt. I don't know.
If you pass up the nipple, I would pass up the nipple.
Yeah.
More than likely. Yeah.
Cody, we can offer you a nipple flash now or somewhere down the road, the potential of a naked butt.
It's legit.
You're playing the long game.
Can you give me a hamburger today? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday.
Everybody calling you an ass man. I think he is. I think I am too.
Yeah.
Our tastes aren't what they are.
Yeah, I'd rather see Rosie O'Donnell's butt than her nipples.
Curiosity would like to see Rosie O'Donnell topless.
I mean, I already do. I just hold on. Get my phone here. Slides into my DMs all the time.
Yeah, maybe it's because I have my own breasts that I don't really need to see that many of them.
I mean
they're cool as hell. Don't get me wrong.
Could be. You do have, yeah. You have a set to work with at home.
But a bare fanny's always something. And I ain't mad at it.
There's just something that gets me.
Really?
When you just see some fanny cheek, man. I don't know what it is.
All right. What about this? Bare nipple or short shorts with the bottom butt cheek peeking out?
How much bottom butt cheek? Like,
if the fanny's covered.
Okay, but there's still
butt cheek bouncing
out. Hanging out.
Yeah.
Over nipple, I would say, depending on the who, more than likely, I bet I feel like I would take the butt cheek, just so I can see some butt cheek.
Yeah, because a lot of nipples are all the same, but butts are different.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
You want to see my butt cheeks? Well,
yes.
All right.
Over your nipples?
Oh, yeah.
Funnier.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Trust me, you're all going to have a chance coming up soon. I can't tell you what, but you're going to have a chance coming up soon to see a lot of parts.
Yeah.
It's going to be silly. That's all I'm going to say. A couple of things. We are your home for the Buffalo Bills. Obviously, the Bills aren't playing right now, but we are getting close to draft day in a couple of weeks. I'm reading just a couple of quick mock drafts for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, okay. What do they get?
They've got two Syracuse players going to the Bills.
Where are they? In the 21st?
Trill Williams, pick 105.
Okay.
And I can't pronounce Melifanwu. From Syracuse.
Really? Both
61st
of them?
61st pick, yeah.
Okay.
Could potentially go there. Otherwise, I don't know any other big news. that's happening? Were they working on a trade recently, or is that deadline over?
They'll do stuff leading up to the draft. All sorts of trades will happen day of the draft, because the Bills have the 30th overall, so they've got a little bit to wait. But luckily for them, they don't need much.
But allow me to congratulate Bills fans. As Lines.com did a survey, and what will not surprise you, the heaviest drinking fans in the NFL are Buffalo Bills fans. Congratulations.
Really?
They say
really good
game
for them.
Day drinking specifically.
Yeah.
Nobody beats the Bills.
I mean, that's pretty impressive considering. I always wonder about those because something's got to be off. The Bills Stadium, if you think about like a packed, like Chiefs Stadium or something, it holds exponentially fewer people.
Yeah.
But I mean, now, hey.
A lot of what helped it, so I guess they within the survey, they said, all right, what team do you like? How much alcohol do you consume on game day?
Oh, okay. All right.
So they would say,
all right,
I like the Buffalo Bills.
I see.
I drink this much alcohol on game day.
So it's not exact.
And a lot of it,
I see what you're saying,
is swayed by those Buffalo Bills tailgate parties.
That makes sense. Oh, no. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
They say that nobody can touch when it comes to leading up to the game. Who's drinking more than Bills fans?
I mean, that's fine. Pardon me. As far as going to games, I mean, yeah, they were boozing a lot.
I don't know.
I'm sure I say this all the time, and it always looks like I'm putting down the Bills fan base, but I'm not. That just seems like a skewed. There's 100,000 people every Dallas Cowboys game out in those parking lots with there's more space and more room.
Yeah,
you'd feel like that would just alone make the numbers higher for a Dallas or a a team like that, but. Hey,
well,
I've been to Bills games. I get it. So
I'll give you the rankings quickly. Number one is the Bills. Number two is the Falcons. Number three is the Jags.
I don't know.
Number four,
man,
is the Cardinals.
Cardinals?
Yes.
So no, and this isn't me being a Cowboys homer. This is me knowing that I've been there. I've seen their parking lots. I've seen what they can hold. They hold 100,000 people.
It could be skewed,
but. I mean, again, that makes sense. There's a lot of, why would you not want to just party down in Jacksonville? Why would you not? But that's nice areas other than, the Bills teams.
Now, who do you think smokes the most weed on game day? Fans.
I want to say Broncos fans because it's legal, but it's still, maybe not, so.
Atlanta Falcons, number one.
Yeah, dude, have you seen Falcons games, tailgates and stuff, like video? They get nuts.
Do they really?
Because it's Hotlanta. It's Hotlanta.
Hotlanta smokes the most, followed by Baltimore, followed by Jacksonville.
Okay.
Arizona, and the list goes on and on. What's that?
Who's it the least for the two of those? Like drinking and the weed?
Dude.
Who is it?
The nerdy New England Patriots.
I should have said it.
They drink the less and they smoke the least weed.
I should have said it, man. No way, dude. I put back so many beers.
Are they just uptight New Englanders?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. There's so many of them at those games, but they don't like weed, dude, even in Massachusetts where it's legal.
So what is amazing to me, I got a couple other stats on booze and alcohol and all that, who's consuming on game days.
Yeah.
Which sport, in all of sports, do you think has the drunkest fans? Meaning, the average number of alcoholic drinks consumed by the fan base during an event.
Hockey.
Hockey is number two.
Oh!
Hockey is number two.
College football.
No, that's way down.
What the hell? I don't have any other guesses.
MMA, UFC.
Oh, that counts? Oh,
yeah.
Balls.
Yeah.
NASCAR.
Ooh, that's down the top five, but I bet that's a good one.
Man, yeah, some of these I can definitely see.
I bet that's a good one.
Because I was in Vegas, the two times I was in Vegas, both times there was an MMA fight there, and those people do go pretty hard.
They consumed an average of 3.7 alcoholic drinks while watching MMA.
Per event. Per whole show?
Yeah, for the show.
Is that what it was? What was it for football? Just any random?
Football was down there. It was two.
Huh.
Two.
I, I consume more.
Well, we bring the average up, Cody.
Yeah.
Most people are like, I'll just have the one.
I'll just have one or two. It'll be fine. One or two before the coin toss?
Like what?
Like one or two waiting for the coin. All right, the coin toss just happened. Let's take two shots before they kick off.
Now, what's right? interesting...
Like that?
Is NFL teams, these are... we're talking American sports, because I'm sure that soccer in Ireland and England is out of them.
Oh, I didn't even...
Yeah, we're just talking in America.
Oh, okay.
Fan bases who drink more when their team is doing well? NFL teams. And the people who are watching their team win, they get excited.
Yeah, I can see that, man. I can definitely see that. That's funny.
Now, what's really amazing, just because I want to read these, when it comes down to marijuana in sports,
okay,
how is that marijuana used? Like,
okay.
So the top sport for weed is, again, MMA, UFC.
I was going to say, I bet it's MMA again.
MMA, UFC.
Yeah.
But then they go, preferred method of consumption. Number one.
Dabs, as the kids do?
No, joint.
Oh really?
Smoking joints.
I can't do joints.
Number two. Number three. Hit the bong.
Yeah.
Number four. Blunt.
Wow.
Number five. Edible.
Okay.
Six. One hitter, then tincture, then vape pen.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
That's awesome. That's a lot of fun stuff.
And the weirdest thing, I guess it's not weird because I get my fellow nerds are doing this.
Okay.
The number one overall for all of it when it comes to binge drinkers while watching a sporting event, esports. People who watch like Madden competitions and NBA 2K competitions, yeah. World of Warcraft, League of Legends.
Think about you dummies on Twitch watching us. That's technically. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You guys are getting hammered.
Yeah, you guys getting hammered. Wow.
Number one drink is obviously beer. Number two, vodka, followed by whiskey.
Really?
Yep. So there's some stats.
For the weed thing, where does it come into play that new, does anybody using those new thing that you tagged me in the video of just putting a water tank helmet on your head?
I don't know if he swears. Does he swear in that?
Yeah, I think he might say the S word at some point.
But, I'm just going to play the video for you guys on Twitch.
But, I mean, how many times have we seen this now that this looks really easy to do? We're going to have to do this.
Because you guys know I've never smoked weed.
Oh, I would never do that to you the first time.
And I jokingly posted this video.
Oh my God.
Of when I do for the first time.
Say that.
Cody Mack invites me over.
Alternate headline, Josh never smokes weed again.
Because what happens when you smoke this much?
When you do that much, and if you've never done it before, I feel like you might just pass out and have to go to sleep because you'd be too high. You just get tired. Oh, I have to put my head
down. So Twitch family is seeing this. Twitch.tv/KRockCMY. I can't play the audio because he starts to swear.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. And it's setting it up, I think he might.
Two of the water, those like water jugs on their heads.
Yeah.
Into the one hose that then goes into the air mattress pump that has the weed on it, and then they just completely obliterate themselves.
Like, look at that, man. Like, I gotta do that somehow. There's somehow I need to do that, because that is too funny.
But
and then
literally,
their faces
it
after.
It literally looks like you and me, if you were fatter and taller than me.
Yep.
One guy's just a bald moron, one's got a beard with big hair.
Yep. Looks like
Cody,
me.
That's too much smoke. Why would you need that much smoke?
And it's so much. Look at this. They put their faces back in there. You don't. It's a waste. But it's worth it because, I mean, this is hilarious, dude. You're never going to be higher than doing that.
And they're just coughing and vomiting.
And laughing. Like, you're going to be high for a good bit, man.
Dude, that was rough.
And there's nothing that, Lottie said it in Twitch.
But
there's nothing harsher than stale smoke. Meaning, like, when you go back to clear it, bro, clear it. It's harsh. Those are harsh. When you have to go back to clear the bong, it almost hurts even more.
That's not illegal, though, anymore. So you and Lottie could film yourself doing that, right?
Yes, we could.
And I could watch it and laugh?
Yes, you could. Yeah. You could definitely do that.
I want to see you do that.
Have someone that's smarter than me.
I could build that.
I'll say, rig it up, and I'll do it 100%. That's hilarious. That's too funny not to do.
I can 100% build you that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Lottie's got 420 off.
Okay, I'm doing that.
420
then.
Is next Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. So.
Stand by, buddy.
It's not illegal.
No.
That's less than 3 grams.
I have no idea what's in there. Or 3 ounces.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
There might be 3 grams in there. I don't know how much is in it. I mean, between me and Lottie, we both have the enough for whatever that is.
Dude, that's so funny.
Oh.
But I want to see it happen.
Right, yeah, seriously, the next day, crabs. Hey, Conan, need you to take a drug test for me for something real quick?
Huh? He wouldn't even need to have you take a drug test. You could just smell it. If that much weed...
I just walk by
it's
him.
In your pores.
Conan, need you to take a drug test. Okay, hold on a second. I just slap my chest. Oh.
Can't slap your chest, bro.
My chest has like...
You got
it
chopped.
Burns. It burns in spots where Hambone's hands were.
You got chopped.
I just touch my chest and I just poof out some smoke.
Text go, line. That'll be the day Josh meets Moses. You're right. I will tell you what, man. You gotta be careful when you travel. Although this sounds more like it was kind of planned.
Suck.
22 invasive snails were found in luggage.
What?
Down at JFK's airport.
Wait, what?
22 giant African snails.
Okay.
Each of which is about the size of a tennis ball.
I was going to say, hold on. Giant. And how? Where were they?
Giant African snails.
No, where?
In luggage at JFK's airport.
How?
Obviously, someone was trying to sneak them in. They are illegal. They are an invasive species. They're huge, right?
What the frick?
Dude, isn't that crazy? What are you doing, man?
I don't... This is an easy one. I don't understand. Look at these things!
Here's the news report.
Customs agents at JFK Airport making a rather
icky
discovery. In a man's luggage this week, 22 giant African snails. Agents say a traveler arrived on a flight from Ghana Wednesday with these little puppies. The snails are a threat to agriculture, they say. They consume at least 500 different types of plants, and we're told that, like a lot of other snails, they can reproduce rather quickly.
I'll tell you who can reproduce rather quickly.
You want something slimy crawling across you?
This next guy.
Speaking of snail trails.
Griffin is up next. Be excellent to each other.